Acts chapter 1, verse 15 through 26. And in those days Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples. Altogether, the number of those names was about 120, and said, Men and brethren, this scripture had to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit spoke before by the mouth of David concerning Judas, who became a guide to those who arrested Jesus. For he was numbered with us and obtained a part in this ministry. Now this man purchased a field with the wages of iniquity, and falling headlong, he burst open in the middle, and all his entrails gushed out. And it became known to those dwelling in Jerusalem. So that field is called in their own language, Ekaldama, that is, field of blood. For it is written in the book of Psalms, Let his dwelling place be desolate, and let no one live in it, and let another take his office. Therefore, of these men who have accompanied us all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John to that day when he was taken up from us, one of these must become a witness with us to his resurrection. And they proposed two, Joseph, called Barsabbas, who was surnamed Justus, and Matthias. And they prayed and said, You, O Lord, who know the hearts of all, show which of these two you have chosen to take part in this ministry and apostleship, from which Judas by transgression fell, that he might go to his own place. And they cast their lots, and the lot fell on Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles. Well, there are a lot of different ways we might go with this passage, different ways God might speak to us. We see that there was leadership and structure in the church at this early stage. Peter stood up among the believers. They replaced the leadership of Judas in an organized way. We also see that while they were waiting for the Holy Spirit, they didn't just do nothing. They organized themselves to be ready to move when the Holy Spirit fell on them. It's also interesting to see how they chose a replacement for Judas. I've never been a part of a decision that was decided by casting lots. But we see in the prayer that it's very obvious that they believed that God was leading them. There are many different principles for the church that we see in this text. As I read these words, what I feel God highlighting to me is how the church saw their activity as fulfillment of Scripture. Verse 16, Peter says, Men and brethren, this Scripture had to be fulfilled. And then he tells about the experience of Judas, not just as an embarrassing tragedy on the church, but as a fulfillment of Scripture. And then in verse 20, it says, For it is written in the book of Psalms, Let his dwelling place be desolate, and let no one live in it, and let another take his office. In the next chapter, Peter gives a sermon, and he describes the things happening in the church as fulfillments of Scripture. We need to be careful because we can go way overboard with this. We can take every strange thing that happens in our day and attach some Scripture to it and think that our stubbed toe is a fulfillment of a prophecy from 4,000 years ago. Or we could go to the other extreme and live as if the church today is entirely separate from the story of the Bible. We need to be reminded that we are a movement of God. He's the same God that we read about in the Bible. His plan for his people and for this world and for judgment and for eternity is the same plan we read about in Scripture. It's not necessarily helpful to have a chapter and verse of Bible prophecy that predicts every major event that we see in the news, but it is so appropriate for us to be able to open the Bible and have the text help us make sense of what is happening in our world, in our church, and in our lives today. When Peter talks about Judas, it's as if he's saying, hey, we shouldn't be surprised that this happened. The Bible tells us about these things. We can see our experiences on the pages of Scripture. We can see our God on the pages of Scripture. We can see answers that are relevant to our specific trials on the pages of Scripture. The early church believed that God's story was a continuing story and that they were a part of it, and we are too. We need to be a people who look to God's Word to make sense of the realities around us.
Speak, Lord, is a resource of the Palmer Seventh-day Adventist Church. Find us online at palmerak.adventistchurch.org and at pastorryanrogers.com. Speak, Lord. Your servants are listening.